Disasters can strike at any time, and when they do, we need a highly trained team of professionals working in a very coordinated way to bring aid to those people in need. Joining us this morning is one of those highly skilled individuals who can save lives and provide hope to disaster victims. Dr. Derek Cooney is Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine and the Director of EMS and Disaster Medicine for Upstate Medical University. He also directs the EMS Physician Response Team. Welcome, Dr. Cooney. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks very much for having me.
So tell us, what is an EMS Physician Response Team? What do you guys do?
Basically, we augment the current EMS system and disaster response programs in our county in order to ensure that when things become too much for the usual system to handle, we're there to support it, expand its abilities, and intervene with physician-level care that can't be provided to patients who can't be rapidly moved to our trauma center.
So it's an additional service, or kind of almost an umbrella service in some ways?
Exactly.
With a higher level of care, because most of the time you have EMTs who are wonderfully trained, but they're not necessarily physicians.
Exactly, and we work frequently with a number of agencies throughout the county and developing educational programs for them, and they're highly skilled, but there are certain things they simply can't perform in the field, and those rare occurrences require that type of care.
So you basically are available for disasters around the clock. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So tell us, when would you be called? Give us some examples of when you might be called, or even some recent examples of when you were called.
Anytime there's we call it MCI, mass casualty incident, we get a notification from the 911 center if it meets that criteria, and then the incident commander can determine whether or not he needs our additional aid. So it may be as simple as a three-car accident, and they've outstripped their abilities to care for those patients, or someone's hopelessly entrapped and may need, unfortunately, something as drastic as a limb amputation to simply get them to the hospital to save their life, and then that would be part of what we would intervene with. Or it may be just an overwhelming number of patients, much like the very tragic double-decker bus accident that we had recently.
Right. So there were many, many victims of that. So in that kind of circumstance, you clearly need, you know, the full charge, so to speak.
Exactly.
How many physicians are part of that team, and how many on any given call would be, you know, able to go out on a call?
We have a number of physicians. At this point, we have about 6 physicians, and they're all specially qualified, and a number of us are actually board eligible in EMS medicine and have had fellowship training. We have one individual in our specially equipped vehicle on call, ready to respond, and then we usually have 1 to 2 physicians on backup call.
What is the specially equipped vehicle? What is it?
Upstate has a specially equipped EMS physician response car, and it's a SUV that's packed with all kinds of extra equipment, and we carry medications that are beyond the scope of the pre-hospital practitioners so that we can deliver that next layer, next step of the care that required for seriously injured patients.
Give me an example of something you might do that an EMT, for example, wouldn't be equipped to handle.
Well, we hope this never happens, but it has happened in the past where someone is severely injured. We feel that everyone feels that, gee, this person isn't going to make it to the hospital, and we can't get them loose from the vehicle because a limb is trapped. So in those situations, we do everything we can while they're in the vehicle or farming equipment or whatever is entrapping them. And then if it's required, we can actually, in a controlled manner as possible, remove just the part of the limb that's has them entrapped and threatening their survival.
Wow.
There are a number of other drugs and other procedures that we can perform. And the other thing that's really important to know is that we can expand the paramedics' ability to practice good medicine that they already know is the next step. But because of the way pre-hospital medicine works, they can't necessarily do without permission of a physician. Using that radio back and forth to University Hospital for permission for those additional steps is time-consuming and could potentially add additional risk to the patient's survival. So having us on scene streamlines that process and allows our own EMS system that already exists to function more efficiently and rapidly.
So you basically save more lives that way. You're basically avoiding the red tape, so to speak, when time is of the essence, what you're saying is having a physician on site makes all the difference.
Right. Having the correct physician with the appropriate
training. The
correct
physician, exactly. Right. Right, exactly. Not just the anybody walking on the street. Right. So how does your team kind of prepare? I mean, how do you guys get ready, and what kind of training goes into getting to being this kind of physician response team?
We have a number of training activities and didactic sessions, and what helps us is that we have a fellowship program. We're one of the 60 fellowship programs in the country that trains EMS physicians. So these are people that have already done emergency medicine or some other qualified specialty, and they come for a year of extra training.
Wow.
And so that keeps all of our faculty up to date, and in the active training of that individual, of course, we're brushing up all of our skills too.
Wow. So I also understand that you have some other training. You're also a firefighter. Is that correct?
I'm actually one of two of the members of our team that's also a New York State certified paramedic and interior firefighter.
How did you get involved in all of this, Dr. Cooney?
Well, I have to tell you, it was a stepwise process. For me, it was the opposite of what you sometimes see with EMS physicians. I actually went to medical school, did emergency medicine residency, and during emergency medicine residency, I realized, wow, there's all of this care and things, important steps in patient care occurring outside the walls of the hospital, and I really wanted to know more about that. And that's when I became interested. I got my EMT card in Texas, and then I did the Texas A&M EMS fellowship and air and ground experience, and I got my paramedic. And then it wasn't until I came to the state of New York, though, that I became an interior firefighter, much to my wife's initial chagrin.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just curious what motivated you in that sense, after all of this other training, to then add that onto your dossier, so to speak.
Well, my initial interest was simply, I really believe wholeheartedly in walking in others' shoes to understand how to best support them. And so obtaining those certifications and actively participating in those areas of medicine and emergency response gave me a better insight as to how a physician could then better augment that system. But then, of course, I just like doing it as well.
And really, you got bitten with the bug, so
absolutely.
To speak. So basically, do you guys do like scenarios? Do you do training scenarios? Do you do practices that would, you know, mimic some kind of a great disaster so that we, you know, that might occur here in Central New York, for example?
We do. In fact, we review a lot of what we call tabletop drills, where you play out scenarios and different people who really would play those parts. And we also participate in all the community disaster drills that we can. The Syracuse and Onondaga County area has a number of those, as well as the other counties in the area. There is in August, large drill, which is a multi-county drill, which is very exciting.
In the little bit of time we have left, are women involved in this type of work as well?
Absolutely.
So there are more and more women being trained in these types of positions and physician response teams?
Anyone who's ever been in the hallway of an emergency department for any wait, for any reason, can tell that there are a number of emergency physicians that are women, and there are certainly a number of pre-hospital providers and firefighters that are women.
Well, this is very exciting, and it's very exciting and reassuring to know that we have this kind of level of care here in Central New York. I want to thank you for coming in today. My guest has been Dr. Derek Cooney. He's Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine and the Director of EMS and Disaster Medicine, and he also directs the EMS Physician Response Team. We have to take a short break, but we'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air and some fresh opportunities for you to buy local, seasonal, and fresh right here in Central New York. Stay with us.